time that your family went to St. Louis? Did you do that very often?
I remember mainly going with my mother on the streetcar. We would catch it a mile away, and we would go shopping. Not very often, but if we needed to go for anything in particular.
Like, what would you shop for?
A dress, and we never agreed. But we would go shopping, mainly clothes, I would say. That would be it. And then we'd come home. We'd have lunch sometime. That was a big event if we did that. But my dad never did go with us.
No. What were the stores in Lincoln Place like? Were they just grocery stores? Were there other kinds of stores there?
Only grocery stores. Much later, they had women's. One store was to purchase women's clothes. It didn't last long. Now they have a barber shop. They did have a coffee shop there and an international restaurant, they called it. And then they had, they called it Simone's Place, and there's a Planet hair shop there now that's quite exclusive. Mm-hmm. It's in that building. But at that time, the men would go there, they called it the coffee house, and they would play cards and drink their little coffee. And then there were too many taverns down the block. I think I counted 9 taverns in a 2-block area there one day.
Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Too many.
What kind, different kinds of churches were there?
They had an Armenian church. The Macedonian church, the Orthodox, we had to go to Madison at that time. And the only one in Lincoln Place at that time, well, we had Sunday school, as I mentioned, that was a Methodist Sunday school. Then they would teach Armenian classes sometime. I attended that to learn to count to 10. And we just mingled with everybody. As I said, there weren't too many church buildings. We had to go downtown to attend churches.
To attend churches. Okay. How about police protection? Was there...
Yes, it was safe. It was very safe.
Well, I guess, did Granite City patrol that like they did any other part of town?
I don't remember seeing them patrolling it.
Really?
Actually, no. But and we had the fire hydrant, so I'm sure we had the fire protection. But I don't remember seeing very many policemen actually when I was growing up.
Yeah.
It just felt very safe. I mentioned.
Okay. All right. Why don't you tell me what you remember about your teacher at the community center?
Ms. Prather.
Right, Ms. Prather.
She was like my mother. She was very good to everyone, not just to me. She didn't single one person out. You could tell her your problems. She had many assistants also. She had an Alice of Whiskey and a Pauline Ware that I remember that were very, very good assistants to her. If we were, for instance, doing our embroidery and she thought we needed help with it, she'd sit down and help us with it. In Sunday school, she was always there to guide us. She was just very motherly.
Were they volunteers or were they paid employees?
You know, I don't know if Ms. Prather got paid or not. Nobody ever mentioned it. We never even thought about it.
Hmm.
I believe the assistants were just volunteers.
Okay. And if they taught Sunday school at the community center, and it was Methodist based, but
yes.
There wasn't a church service that went along with it. It was just Sunday school.
Sunday school. I remember we would learn scriptures, and I was given the Bible by Wenzel Brown, who was the superintendent of Madison School. And he gave that for me, remembering so many scriptures. I won a contest of some kind. And they just would have like little sermonettes and Bible study, and then would sing.
Okay. Was the grade school in Lincoln Place?
No, it was in West Granite.
It was
we
in
had to
West
walk
Granite.
To Washington School.
Okay.
It was cold.
I bet it was.
There was a little bit of rivalry in those days between Lincoln Place and West Granite.
Oh, really?
it's sad to say, but they would call us hunkies and we'd call them pushers. And that was terrible when I look back now, you know, as a child, you know, you went along with the crowd.
Sure.
And didn't think anything about it. We didn't have any racial slurs, you know, but that was just as bad when I think about it now. Because they were my friends even, but yeah. We still have that tendency to say that. Because we were foreign, and so they called us hunkies. So we had to get back with them.
Did your school days always start with, like, the Pledge of Allegiance? Yes. Is that how it was in school?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was grateful for that.
And did girls get to wear their overalls to school?
No, I had to wear dresses there.
What was your favorite subject?
In the elementary level, English. I think I had extra help because I couldn't speak it very well at first, and I had a wonderful first grade teacher, Mary Friday, and she taught me to learn it very well, I think. In fact, when I was in second grade, I got a double promotion to go into third grade, so I got a little ahead of myself, and she was wonderful.
Wow. What was your favorite subject in the middle school or high school?
Middle school, I was out of school for half a year. I had my appendix burst on me, so I had to do home study, and I didn't get to graduate with them, but I did my homebound studies. So I don't remember too much about my middle school, but the high school, I loved the business courses, typing. I believe because I excelled in it, I enjoyed it.
Sure. You had an early experience then with medicine, if your appendix broke. What was that like?
Well, I was unconscious for 10 days, and I was in the bed for 3 months. Had to learn how to walk again.
At home?
I was in the hospital. They didn't expect me to live. I had blood transfusions. In fact, my dad had to go to the tavern, of all places, on a Sunday afternoon and get somebody to give me blood. Mm. And they came right away and helped me, and then I recovered. But it was a long time. In those days, it was more difficult than now.
Sure. Did the doctor make house calls and stuff like that? Did he come
yes.
to see you?
On the day I became sick, my dad carried me upstairs on the Fleischman building upstairs. Dr. Wiesman was up there, and he immediately told my dad to take me to the emergency room, and he met us there. But after that, he would come to the house, yes. They made house calls. We went to their office. It was quite different than now.
Right. You said that your dad had to go to the tavern to get blood,
yes.
And although you don't drink, did most of your neighbors, and especially the men, did they go to the...
Not the women, but the men. Yes, that was their gathering place.
Yeah.
They didn't get drunk, but they drank. You know, like we drink coffee, they drank their beer.
Sure.
Yes. But he was so frantic, and it was a Sunday, and he didn't know where to find anyone,
oh, sure.
So he just went there.
Okay.
And found this one gentleman that was real kind.
Okay.
He called me his blood brother after that. He was young, by the way. He wasn't old.
Yeah. What was the age distribution of the people who lived in Lincoln Place? I mean, I guess when I think of immigrants, for some reason I think of older people. But I mean,
no, my dad was 15 when he came.
Yeah.
So that's not true.
No,
they
I know.
Were all ages.
All ages. Yeah.
Yeah. Very young. They stayed here. My dad. In fact, had two of his brothers, he paid for them to come to the United States. One remained, and the other one was homesick and went home. But he would send packages, like care packages, to his family quite often.
Okay. So, were there older people there as well, though? Like, were there many grandparents that came as well?
Yes, and then they lived with their families. There were no nursing homes or anything like that, so they had to stay with the families.
Okay. I've seen some photos not too long ago of Lincoln Place, and I mean, we look at the streets and the sidewalks and, you know, the tree-lined avenues. Describe for me what it was like in Lincoln Place in terms of were there paved streets?
No, they were like blacktops. I do remember in the summertime when it was it would become very warm. They would open up the fire hydrants and allow us to have the water there to cool off. I'm sure you've seen it in St. Louis on TV.
Right.
I've done it. That reminded me when I was a child how they would do that for us sometimes.
Did you have pets?
We had a dog named Jiggs, yes, when I was young.
Yes. Do most people have some kind of a pet?
Quite a few. We had rabbits. My dad liked animals.
Pet rabbits?
Yes. Yes. He loved those.
Yes.
We did have them. Some people did, yes. About average, I guess.
Okay. Did the people of different cultures wear different sorts of clothing?
Yes, the Mexicans tended to have real bright colors. Now the Macedonians, they would blend in a little bit, but more subdued than the Mexicans, of course. Some of the women would wear bandanas around their heads. Trying to remember the Armenian ladies, I think about them. It was Turkish coffee that they drank. I couldn't remember it before. That's the Armenians did that. And I'm envisioning this one woman that would do this and try to tell me her or my fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was a fortune teller, she said. But some of them dressed very nicely. I didn't think they looked bad at all.
Yeah.
But they had their bright outfits, I would say. Yes. Their culture was like that.
Did people dress up on Sundays? I mean, was Sunday a dress-up day?
It was a dress-up day, a church day.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And they didn't do too much on Sunday.
Yeah.
They sat around. Yes.
Okay. I know I'm jumping all over.
That's quite all right. I am too.
Well, how did your family and how did the families react to Elvis Presley when he came out with his tight pants and his loud music and stuff like that? Was that?
Well, I was married then. My daughter liked him. My son didn't. I think it was a female thing more than a male thing.
Yeah.
But they liked him. She liked him, I should say, but my two boys didn't. But I liked the beat myself. I thought it was nice. It was a good change, I thought.
How old are your children?
My older boy is 53 now, and my daughter was just 50, and my younger son will be, he was just 46.
Okay.
Yes. My daughter's a nurse.
Is she?
But she left her nursing to become just a medical transcriber at home because her two daughters had babies 6 days apart. So she's helping with them now.
Okay. So actually your children and I are the same age, so.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
See, I could be your mother.
I fit right in the middle there.
There you go.
Can you think of any areas of living, of life in Lincoln Place that I'd forgotten to ask about?
I'm trying to remember. Growing up, we played a lot of jacks. I remember that because we didn't have money for games. And the boys would play marbles a lot, and the girls. These were the type of games. They would make their own guns. My brother made his own gun out of wood. Because of lack of money, we just didn't have, you had to make up your own. We'd sit there and tell stories, things children wouldn't do now. I mean, that's not fun to them. They need the video games, my grandchildren included. I remember being more quiet times then, listening to the radio and being calm. Now it seems like, including myself, we have to have activity going on all of the time. And it was more calm in those days, I feel. And growing up poor, though, didn't have an opportunity to know any differently.
Did you think that everybody in Lincoln Place was about in the same boat in terms of, economic status?
I know we were.
Did you think that people in the other sections of the city were a little bit better off?
Yes. I'll have to admit I did. Especially in some of the sections, the downtown area, what we call downtown, that was the elite part of town then. And that's where I felt looked down on from those kids.
Weren't the wages, though, of the men who worked with any of the industries related with steel, weren't their wages pretty good?
Yes, they were. They were better. My dad was probably one of the fortunate ones to become a leader and a foreman.
And a foreman, yeah.
He was fortunate.
Yeah. Were the families large? I mean, you came from a pretty small family,
yeah,
just two
I
brothers,
did.
But were some of the families large?
Not necessarily. Well, a few, I should say. There were some with nine children on Maple Street, I'm trying to remember, where the Catholics had the bigger families. But not all of them were Catholics, of course, so they didn't. They had smaller families. The ones on this block I'm thinking of that I was raised on, two and three children were the most. All of them. They had four at the very most. Some had one. So it was small.
Did most of the young men did they join the army whatever military for the Second World War?
He joined the Navy immediately.
Yeah.
And then when he came back, he went to college on the Bill of Rights. So did my other brother.
Yeah.
Most of them, that was the only way they could afford it. Then.
Were there like parades and everything, sending them off to war or anything? No parades.
Nothing. No recognition whatsoever, except private parties. We
yeah.
had a private party at home.
Yeah.
Farewell. But it wasn't too elaborate. My time was really spent mostly with music because my dad had his band practice at my house every Friday night.
Oh, really?
Right. And all the neighbors would sit outside and listen. We had like a band concert on our block every Friday night.
Your neighbors must have loved it.
They did. They were very kind. They didn't ask him not to do it because they liked it.
Sure.
And then through the week, of course, my dad would play them. When I got married and had children, they were all in the band. So I was raised with a lot of music, which I like to this day.
Yeah. Do you like to go to the symphony now and stuff like that?
I do occasionally, yes. I enjoy music.
Yeah. Once you get music in your blood, it's
yes,
really difficult.
It is. My younger grandson that was here yesterday is in the Collinsville Drumline, and they got first Saturday, so I was real proud of him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it kind of runs in the family a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've really just about covered all the subjects.
I can't remember anything else I'm trying to think about, except I did have an enjoyable childhood in Lincoln Place. I was not as proud then as I was after I got older and had more maturity and sense to realize how fortunate I was to be raised there.
Okay.
I feel like I was fortunate to have a father that really wanted me to be proud of being an American because he was. As I get older, I think more about that, how nice it was that he instilled that in me. I think some children now should have that. They just take it for granted. They're not aware of how fortunate they are to be born and raised here, I think.
What were your thoughts on September 11th when the terrorists ran past those planes?
Crushed. I couldn't believe it was happening to us here. I was sad, and I still am. Sad for the people that perished and sad for our country that we're in this position to be attacked by terrorist, because I think we have a wonderful country and I'm real proud to be an American.
It makes us kind of sit back and think we really do take our lives
I
for granted and all of our rights and all of our privileges. They could very easily be snuffed away from
us. Exactly. And I think we're doing the right thing, as much as I hate it, because I have grandsons that could actually have to go. That possibility upsets me, but they're all willing to go. They're 20, 21, and 22, three of them in a row. I hate that. But I know we're doing the right thing.
Do you think people reacted the same way this time as they did when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? Do you see similarities there?
I'm trying to remember now. On that day, I was at a wedding. My aunt and uncle were getting married, and I remember, I was 15, and I remember hearing about it, but it didn't strike me as seriously as now. Mm-hmm. You know, it was so far away. It wasn't in our land here.
Right.
And I was sad because I knew war was bad, but I think it struck me harder now because it was here in the United States.
And don't you think
I was watching television when it happened.
Were you?
Yes, I was. I was watching the early show. And it was one of disbelief. I just couldn't believe it.
I think with our media, too, I think it makes it much different now.
It does. They add too much to it.
Yeah.
Just like that Amtrak. I know it's serious, but... And I shouldn't say I'm tired of hearing it, but I think they should let up just a little bit on it. Maybe I'm being...
No, sometimes a little bit too much information doesn't do any good. We're all aware now, and so let's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
We should all be careful, and when you get an envelope, be careful with it. But it's just like it's so much news for them, and then they have it all the time. I love to watch the news, but I get tired of the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I know. It's like if there's no new news, they rehash the old news,
right.
And...
What worries me now, I've been listening today on the radio, about people are thinking we should be finished with this war right away. Well, they have to be careful. They cannot finish this war right away and send our troops in to be massacred like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were told it was going to take a while. And they have to be careful this time.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, though, right now, a month is a while.
Yes.
You know, they want immediate gratification. I mean, that's sort of...
But you realize when we bomb, if we bomb, they might put their soldiers in a Red Cross place, and if we hit a civilian, they're going to blame us, and we have to be careful because of the other countries that won't back us then.
That's right.
But I think they're not giving us all the information. And
and I think they should keep a lot of the information to themselves.
But the
we don't
media
need to know
tries
that.
To build it up, and I think they're the cause of a lot of this problem now, and I'm getting upset with them.
Yeah. I kind of wish the media would just back off.
Really?
Because if we're getting it, you know that our enemies are getting it, you know.
Right.
And that's probably not very healthy.
The only person benefiting from all of this is Gary Condit.
I used to say the same thing.
They're off his back now.
He's probably glad that something happened, anything.
He's choosing to run again now. Oh, goodness.
Well, Millie, I want to thank you very much for your time.
You're so welcome.
And I will stop this tape now.
Okay.